have the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind monthly meetings. Some of the areas we talk about was that according to the budget passed by Congress, the funding for client assistance programs was cut. However, the program remains federal mandated. This will mean that state agencies will be responsible for covering the cost. Lindy Foley, the director of Nebraska VR and I, has begun discussion on this and are seeking further guidance from RSA. However, just yesterday, or actually I got an email this morning that the health committee, the health education, labor, and the PI for that, a Senate committee has a different appropriations budget that they just approved last night. And they are putting money back into client assistance programs. So things keep changing very often. I'm just reporting what I have for you guys so far. The NCSAB Fall Conference will be in San Diego, California, November 5th through the 7th. The interim RSA commissioner has indicated that due to reduced staffing, RSA will adopt greater flexibility on several areas, mainly on monitoring. RSA is requesting input from state agencies in which areas this will be more helpful. Blind vendors continue to seek a revised interpretation of equipment versus tools. It still remains unclear whether the Secretary of Education will relocate RSA to a different department. On July 15, 2025, the U.S. Departments of Education and Labor announced a new partnership aimed to integrate federal education and workforce systems. Labor will take a larger role in administering Title II adult education and family literacy, as well as the career and technical education programs, though this is not directly involving services or rehabilitation services. It might be giving an idea of the future of our services. I'm going to skip Friends of the Commission. Commissioner Mentic talked about that. Special Education Advisory Council. The council discussed the uncertainty surrounding recent upcoming changes from the U.S. Department of Education. The main concern is the anticipated budget cuts expected to affect special education. Once again, according to the email I got today, the HELP Senate Committee are putting money back into special education, so that's good news. Reports were also provided on the progress being made to improve performance as Nebraska is currently ranked 46th in the nation for special education. StarTran route change was approved following input from neighbors and the advisory board. Progress continues on the development of the multimodal transportation center. I sent a letter to city council members requesting their support to prioritize blind vendors for the vending opportunities at the upcoming center. I spoke from one of the city council members and also the president of the Lincoln chapter of the National Federation of the Blind, met with another council member. Both of those council members have expressed their support. We will continue our advocacy in September 2025. Now, yesterday I also attended a meeting and I requested a formal letter from the transportation director about their conversation with the regional office, because according to them, the regional office told them that Randolph-Shepard priority does not apply because being a federal grant, when indeed it's supposed to, but the state law says that if the property is owned or controlled by, in this case, the city, the council can decide that. When we, meaning the Attorney General designee and myself, contacted the regional office of the Department of Transportation, they told us that indeed the city will own and control the new center. And that's why I'm requesting a formal document from the regional's office. Back to the meetings, some reports on service improvement evaluations were provided. The next entity was the Olmsted Advisory Committee. We work on updating the state plan, and it was finalized and at the last meeting was approved, and we are waiting for the governor's signature. I attended the American Council of the Blind and the National Federation of the Blind National Conventions. I gave keynote addresses at the Silver Summit Conference, the College Workshop, and the Employment Conference sponsored by the Commission for the Blind. On July 10th, I presented at the Lincoln-Lancaster County Health Department All Staff Meeting. I talk about how to improve communication when serving blind people. We now have two 3D tactile and audio US maps. One large map is at the center, and the smaller version is at the administration hallway. In addition, we collaborated to create a tactile and audio version of the Persian mural hosted at the Nebraska History Museum. The Lincoln Journal Star featured a very nice article on this project. We have received excellent feedback from blind consumers about this project. Nebraska Public Media is filming, they finished filming videos for the center. This 25-30 minutes video is expected to be completed by the end of September. We will own the video and it will be posted on our website and YouTube. We are also working with another entity, Play Creative, to create five cartoons to educate also the public. So we're just working on that, and when we have a better idea, I will be forwarding it to the commissioner for your knowledge. We continue to distribute PSAs to educate the public about our services. In the business office highlights, the appropriations for state fiscal year 2026 has been approved at $3,152,898, reflecting an increase of $364,807 for salaries and benefits. In addition, our federal grants will return to federal fiscal year 2024 funding levels. However, again, according to the email I got today, the Health Appropriation Senate Committee is including cost of living expenses for the 2026 fiscal year, so it remains to be seen. Furthermore, we learned from the governor's office that no additional funds were provided to offset health insurance premium increases. As a result, all state agencies must cover the additional cost. The Commission for the Blind will be responsible for an additional $192,000. We are projecting our overall budget with all of this information in mind. The governor also has announced that there is a $500 million deficit and that he's going to be requesting next year a further cut for state agencies. So we are being in a moving target, and I can tell you with confidence that we are prepared to face any of those changes. The business office is restructuring some responsibilities to ensure proper separation of duties to support consistency and internal controls. Sarah Watson, the HR generalist specialist, has officially assume all payroll responsibilities previously managed by Church Services. Now, when we have Dave Robinson with us, we also used to do the payroll. So we were contracting with Church Services for the last maybe 7 or 6 years. So we're taking it back. We are implementing, meaning the business office is implementing, a revised process for documenting the final disposition of fixed assets for those equipment value of at $5,000 or more. And those are the ones assigned for consumers. The new lounge space for the center has been completed, and students are already enjoying the renovating space. We are just waiting for installing vending machines and removing old lockers. Technology highlights. We purchased new and also upgraded equipment for staff members, exploring volume licenses for AI tools to support staff, evaluating the Plot AI note taker for use in client services and staff. Kathy Stevens highlights. She made arrangements for staff and clients to attend the ACP and NFB national conventions, coordinated with State Surplus to remove outdated technology and furniture. She continues working on the year-end inventory for technology assets. She's working with staff to ensure that maintenance for stateless vehicles are up to date. In the human resources area, staff update. Charles Anderson was promoted as a technology manager effective June 30th. Charlie Salzman was selected to be the technology specialist for Lincoln that Charles Anderson vacated. She will move into her new role on August 11th. We're already working on advertising the position that Charlie's vacating. Candace Dollar, VR counselor in Omaha, will begin her new duties supporting the center and the MBE, also on August 11th. Tammy Brammer began working as an accountant one on July 14th at the front desk. She joins us from Werner Enterprises, bringing over 30 years of experience in customer services, office coordination, and logistics management. Eric Backwalter left the agency on June 30th. We tried to reclassify this position to a higher level due to growing responsibilities. However, it was reclassified to a different, similar position, making very much the same amount of money. Few cents less, but it was disappointing, so we are working on advertising this position. Jeff Altman retired on June 30th after 30 years of service for the agency. I'd like to extend sincere thanks to Jeff for his many years of excellent training and for helping uphold the strong national reputation of our center. Training opportunities. In May, Pam Rademacher and Tammy Dunn attended their second session of the National Rehabilitation Leadership Institute. Several staff attended the NFP National Convention. Several staff continue to receive AI training with Julie. Some staff participated on webinars for various topics, including mental health counseling, pre-ed services, working with seniors, and employment. Crystal attended the Capacity Building Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina. Judge Colden completed and passed the Just Trained Professional Certification. Field services. In May, several staff participated in the Silver Summit for Senior Blind, providing presentations and training. The conference was once again a success with 128 participants. Special recognition to Angie Huff for coordinating all of this event. Several staff coordinated and presented at a college workshop in June in partnership with the NFB of Nebraska. Also in June, we hosted an employment conference in collaboration with Buna Dahal. Project Independence was held in July. The focus this year was building a variety of structures using Legos. Omaha and Lincoln hosted their GATE programs. We are working with Thomas Madura and Carol Christians in a future STEM camp focused on astronomy and 3D printing. We plan to host a workshop during Fall Winter Fest this year and a full STEM camp scheduled for next summer. We would like to do this at the Lincoln, in Lincoln, utilizing the planetarium and the UNL campus. Field staff continue to strengthening partnership with key stakeholders. Recent activities included hosting informational booths at various events, working with pre-ed students, public schools, the Nebraska Center for the Education of Children Who Are Blind and Visually Impaired, family members, students, collaborating with other agencies to share information and create mutual understanding, presenting at colleges and universities, and partnering with organizations that provide or will provide work experience for our consumers. These relationships enhance our ability to deliver comprehensive services and expand meaningful opportunities for the individuals we serve. Clients' statistics. Clients in all statistics served by the end of the quarter for OIB 616, independent living under 5587, VR clients 495, so it's around 1,200 individuals we're serving. Successful consumer closures at the end of the quarter are as follows: bill and account collectors, business operation specialist, child care worker, computer network support specialist, computer occupations, customer service representatives, fabric and apparel pattern maker, farmer, fashion designer, fitness instructor, interviewer, janitor, management analyst, market research analyst, nursing assistants, Randall Shepherd operator, receptionist, registered nurse, security guard, social science research assistant, and teacher of secondary education. The Nebraska Center for the Blind is the next section. 9 individuals are attending training at the center. 3 consumers have graduated. 2 have begun training. 5 toured the center and 2 participated in 3-day stays. The center offered drops, mini and commencement meals, techniques of daily living, weekly philosophical seminars, and monthly virtual vocational seminars. Activities included a self-defense at a Brazilian jiu-jitsu, tours of the Talking Book and Braille services and the Bennett Martin Library, going to Jazz and June, and rock climbing. We also have a 2-day in-person workshop on employment. The last area is the Nebraska Business Enterprise, NBE. At Stratcom, I have been meeting with several potential teaming partners for managing the cafeteria. We also continue to collaborate on cafeteria upgrade remodel, which will feature hot and cold food bars. The project to consolidate 2 existing USCIS facilities in Lincoln to a single location has a new project projected date will be fall of 2025. We're also working on entering into a contract with a national camp, with a National Guard camp, which should start serving in January 2026. We'll also be working with a teaming partner for that. The vendor who operated the Lincoln State Office Building cafeteria and vending machines has retired. A current licensed vendor has been assigned to manage the vending machines, but the cafeteria is currently being operated under a short-term emergency placement by the State Building Division. MPE is exploring long-term solutions to ensure continuing cafeteria service. The problem with this building is that they don't have a place to cook, and they were expecting to cater food, and these days that's not a good business anymore. A vendor's training retreat is scheduled for August 15, 16 in Grand Island. And that's the end of the report. I would welcome any questions.
Are there any questions for Carlos?
I was just curious, when you're talking about the route, is that the route from the apartments to the center?
No. I was talking about the StarTran meetings, and that's for that transportation, for public transportation, okay, meaning city bus, and they approve a new route for that,
okay,
for the city bus, yeah.
And when you're talking about the 5,000 new requirement thing, is that going to make any difference to the budget of how we provide the tools to the clients?
I'm sorry, what 5,000 new?
The requirement that you have, appreciation of the 5,000.
Oh, yeah. See, when we purchased like a note taker, this one is, back then was $4,000, so for clients, it could just be assigned to clients, but we learned recently that they are supposed to be state property, and that we need to transfer those to the clients when the case is closed or when there is no more value to it. For instance, this came a main issue when we purchased the Monarchs. Originally, we assigned those to the clients because that's what we were told before. But again, thanks to Tammy attending the NRLI and learning the new trends, we learned that they are supposed to be a state property because it's also, we need to follow the state law. And those ones need to be state property and eventually be transferred to the client when we close. So that's what we are doing. Anything that is over $5,000.
Well, okay, but that doesn't make any difference to the ability to provide service to the client, right?
No.
Okay.
No. In fact, it might be easy, it will benefit the client because if the machine breaks, we have to fix it because we own the machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you said until you close the case, then that's when gets transferred to them?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there
Thank
any
you.
Other questions from Thanks. The board about the Carlos's report?
I have a question.
Oh, you have a question, Patty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you need a microphone?
No, not necessarily. Is there a ceiling of the amount of money that can be directed to one individual?
For clients?
Mm-hmm.
No. No ceiling. That's why sometimes it's hard to put together a budget. We based, and Tammy, correct me if I'm wrong here, but we usually base our budget on the previous year expenditures. but according to the Rehab Act, we are supposed to spend the money we need in order for the blind consumer to achieve his or her vocational goal according to potential and so on. Now, there is no ceiling, but there is some restrictions, meaning it needs to be needed, it needs to be, what are those terms, Tammy?
Reasonable.
Necessary.
Allowable.
In
order to be applicable.
And allocable. Did that answer your question, Patty?
Yes, okay. Thank you for the that clarification.
Sure. Any other question?
Okay, well, thank you for your report, Carlos. We now move into a public comment period. And for those of you who may not have ever been to a board meeting before, this is a time where people out in the audience can make comments, ask questions, whatever is on your mind. So is there anyone out there that would like to make a comment, ask a question of us or of Carlos or anyone that works for the agency or that serves on the board?
Don't raise your hand, you need to speak out.
Yeah, you need to speak out. Let us know if you have a question or comment. We welcome those too. No comments? Okay. Well, after the public comment period, there is time allowed for a break. We usually, the agenda allows for a 15-minute break. So it is now 9:50, and we're right on
time.
Yeah, we're right on time. So we will break until 10:05. So feel free to get up, move around, get water, whatever you need to do. Visit the cat box. We'll meet back here and start the meeting again promptly at 10:05.